All right, let's get the recording going. Thank you everyone for being here. Welcome home, Cameron. And we'll call our Intermountain Power Agency Board of Directors meeting for 1 o'clock on Friday, June 28th to order. Before we get started here, Lisa, would you please do a roll call for us?
Yes. Online we have Cameron Cowan with IPA, Bruce Rigby with Kaysville, Alan Johnson with Bountiful, Eric Bodden with Holland and Hart, John Ward with John Ward Inc., Mark Montgomery with Logan, Scott Hughes with Hurricane, and that concludes.
Bruce, did you get Jason?
You missed Bruce, I believe, too.
Bruce, Rigby,
it was popping around.
Kaysville, yes. And Jason Norlin with Heber Light and Power.
All right. Thank you, everyone, and welcome. I believe we do have a quorum, so we can conduct business today. Item number one on our agenda today will be board chair items. I really don't have anything for today's meeting to announce. Item number two, committee reports. Any committee reports out there from anyone?
We need to kill some time until Kevin gets on.
Yeah.
We better report something.
Okay, maybe we'll move to under committee reports. Cameron, do you have anything to bring up today? Well, we have a minute waiting for Kevin.
Let's see if my mic's working. Can you all hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. No, I don't. Thanks, Nick. I'm just going to be playing catch up here for a little bit, trying to get my feet back underneath me.
All right,
so
good.
I don't have anything.
Sunburn feet.
Sunburn.
That is true. But yeah, I apologize for not being there. Hope this is okay.
Don't apologize at all. You're perfect. Blaine, anything you'd like to bring up?
Well, we're trying to kill some time, aren't we, until Kevin gets on.
Well, there's other staff.
Yeah, how's it going?
Oh, Kevin, you're on.
Oh, okay. Didn't see him pop in.
We don't see you on.
Oh, he's on your computer?
He's on my computer. Kevin, give us a 10 count.
Okay, Kevin.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Yeah, I see on your computer. Mine.
Kevin may have joined through a WebEx link rather than the Zoom link, I think.
Oh, did you hear that, Kevin? Is it possible you're on WebEx and not Zoom?
Yeah, let me jump onto Zoom. I am on Teams right now.
Oh, I think that's what happened. Good call, John. Oh, there he is.
Maybe while we're waiting, Caitlin can give a quick plug on the Park City meeting.
It's going to be great.
She needs some RSVP from us.
Yeah. If you have an RSVP, but I think almost everybody on here has, just send an email and just let me know if you're able to make it, if you need a room, and then if you're attending the dinner the night of the 5th.
Yeah, sounds good. I shot over an email, I don't know, an hour or so ago.
Kevin's good. Like I said, most of you, I think, have responded.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay, welcome, Kevin. We'll move to item number two on our agenda, which is Resolution IPA 2024-009, consideration of the authorization to execute agreement number R24-28 for RAS services. Kevin, would you do an introduction on that for us, please?
Yeah, absolutely. RAS, I know you'll see that acronym several times inside the board letter, but it's called the Remedial Action Scheme. It's a set of protection relays that get installed over in the relay house on the IPP switchyard side, and it measures line voltages and ratings across the lines. And whenever something happens inside either the generating station or the switchyard or something in the line, it'll trip the breakers that are inside the IPP switchyard. So that's what the remedial action scheme is. And best way I can explain it, it's like an octopus where you have a central hub where all the different projects kind of come into. And this particular one is associated with the generation project. So there's a bunch of relays and equipment that we need to go through. We have a couple of companies that are involved. GE is doing the programming and providing some of the relays. We have Hitachi, they're providing some of the panels. And this particular resolution approves a contract with a company called BIC to provide engineering, construction, commissioning, and programming services. So they're gonna come in and bring all the different equipment. And the reason why we had to go out to BIC, this was originally going to be under IPSC and LEWP scope of work, but resource constraints on both sides just caused us to have to go out for bid and then eventually award to BIC.
Okay, so thank you very much, Kevin. Any questions or comments from any of the board members or staff or anyone else on the line on the call?
Kevin, could you explain the immediacy of this, why this was such a rush situation?
Yeah, absolutely. It was always part of the generation project, but as we went through, we just found out that IPSC wasn't going to be able to do the wiring and termination work that was on the critical path for the overall scope. So we were okay to wait for August or so until they can, basically BIC would come on and just do testing and commissioning work once all the wiring was done. But since IPSC only has one person out there, it would have taken them about 3 months to do work that we needed to get done in about one. So that's the reason why we had to accelerate this agreement, get them working on the wiring and termination so that they can eventually support the piece work that we originally wanted to go out to them for, which is just the testing and commissioning work.
All right. Thank you. Any other questions?
Kevin, was there, sorry, I was just gonna ask, the process for selecting BIC, was there a competitive process? How did that work?
We did, yeah. So we went out to four bidders. It was Stantec, GE, BIC, and gosh, I can't remember the last one. But the only two that eventually bidded, provided a bid, was Black & Veatch. But the only two that actually responded ended up being GE and BIC. GE's bid was pretty poorly put together, unfortunately. They didn't really understand the full scope of work. They were just giving us a dollar per hour of a bunch of people without really having a cohesive strategy. BIC, across the board, cost, technical, commercial, and experience of their personnel, they blew everyone else out of the water, obviously. I did talk to Black & Veatch and Stantec on why they couldn't bid on this work. Black & Veatch doesn't have this kind of expertise anymore in these kinds of systems. And Stantec just had too much work to do, so they weren't able to provide resources in the time that we needed.
Thank you.
Good question. Any other comments or questions from anyone? All right. I would ask for a motion to... go ahead.
Let's explain the CC vote maybe before we get in. This has been passed by the coordinating committee.
Yeah, that might be a good verification.
Let's go through that process of what we did.
Yeah.
So do you want to do that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
So Monday we had the briefing, and then I don't have a roster who was involved, but pretty well every participant in California was, if I'm not mistaken, involved. And then we asked for an email vote after that. And so last 3-4 days we've been trying to get to that 80% plateau, the majority, and we got emails pretty good up until like noon yesterday, but we were still a little bit short. So we did some quick phone calling, got Anaheim to weigh in, Murray weighed in, so we got to the over 80.
Utah Munis?
Utah Munis, Eric did.
Yeah.
Liddell did, Yankton did. Anyway, we got a unanimous vote by those that
okay, did. Good.
So anyway, I just wanted to...
Good to know.
That's been passed by the CC through the email. Okay.
It's a good recommend. Alrighty, board members, anything else? I would ask for a motion to approve resolution IPA 2024-009.
This is Bruce, I'll second.
Alright, I got a motion by Bruce for approval, and I think a second by Jason, is that correct?
Yes,
that's great.
Alright, everybody understand the motion and the resolution? Okay, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone opposed to that action? Hearing none and seeing none, the motion carries unanimously. The resolution is approved. prior to adjournment here. Is Linford, thank you for being here. Is there any other comments from anyone before we all adjourn? All right, I would ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Alan, I'd make that motion.
We have a motion by Alan and a second by?
Second.
Second by Jason. All those in favor of adjourning the meeting pursuant to the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Next meeting.
Okay, before I let us all go, time and place of the next scheduled meeting is Monday, July 15th, here in South Jordan at the IPA office, 10653 South Riverfront Parkway, Suite 120, South Jordan, Utah. Everybody have a great one. We stand adjourned at 1:12 p.m. Thank you.